This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and elections. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. And Sean, our guest is Chuck Hoskin Jr., Cherokee Nation Secretary of State. Welcome.
Good to be here, guys.
Good to have you with us.
We usually talk about what's going on under the state capitol dome, but there are 39 sovereign Native American nations in Oklahoma, and the Cherokee Nation is one of those. What are some of those things happening today in the Cherokee Nation?
The most exciting thing happening right now in the Cherokee Nation is we're building the largest health center in the country for Native Americans. It's in Tahlequah. It's about 470,000 square feet. We're investing about $200 million in it. We've got a joint venture with the Indian Health Service, but that's a job creator. It's increasing access to health care. It's harnessing federal dollars and Medicaid dollars into a community. And what we show, I think, the state when we do something like that is you can invest in something like health care and you can create some good economic activity through that. And I think that's a good way to lead by example is health care. But there's a lot of other things. We're investing in education, investing in infrastructure. Our housing program, I think, is the most progressive housing program in the country for Native Americans. And so we've got a lot that we feel proud about. And I think from a statewide perspective, we hope, again, we're leading by example and that policymakers are taking note of what we're doing.
What issues are most important to tribal members in this election year in Oklahoma?
Well, I think for tribal members, it's in many ways no different than folks in the rest of the state. I mean, we've looked at what's happened during the past decade. I've been in public service to the Cherokee Nation for about a decade, so I've seen sort of what the state's been doing. And I think most Oklahomans and most Cherokee citizens are worried about the state of our education, that we're spending less today as adjusted for inflation than we did 10 years ago, that class sizes are bigger, that the state's commitment to things like higher education is not what it used to be and is, in fact, on a downward slide. And so I think people are concerned about education, whether they're Cherokee or whether they're non-Indian in Oklahoma.
And the Cherokee Nation has been involved in supporting education in various parts of the state.
We certainly have. I mean, one measure of that is our car tag revenue. We could spend that car tag revenue any way we wanted. We have a commitment under our compact to spend it on education, but we can spend it any way we want. I think it's telling how we choose to spend it. We sent 38% of our tag revenue to Oklahoma Public Schools, so we cut them a check. Last year, it totaled $5.5 million to 162 school districts. Now, ideally, and really what the vision of that was if the state could meet its commitment and then we could add money on top, then some of these schools, these rural schools that sometimes struggle, that they could do some new and innovative things. But right now, that money's really filling a gap. So our commitment to education, I think, is appropriate, and I think it's what the state ought to be doing.
What do tribes hope to see out of the next governor in Oklahoma?
We want we want the governor's ear when it comes to things like compacts. When we have gaming compacts that will be coming up, and we just recently adjusted those compacts to allow some additional gaming. The good thing is irrespective of which party has been involved, whether it's Republican or Democrat, we've built good relationships, so we feel really good about where we, Cherokee Nation, are positioned right now.
You mentioned the gaming compacts expiring soon and coming up for renegotiation. Would you like to see any significant changes in those, or if not, what are you looking at?
I think that the gaming compacts are a good deal right now. I mean, think about what the state has had the opportunity to do during the last decade. There's been $1 billion from the tribes through our gaming revenues go to the state legislature. Now, unfortunately, during the last decade, you can erase that $1 billion through, if you look at some of the tax cuts that have essentially eroded that revenue. Some folks in the state question, are the tribes paying their fair share? And they look towards the next compact and say, should we adjust that? Look, it's not our fault that the state chose to essentially pay for tax cuts on the backs of that revenue. I think if the state had made different choices, we'd see the needle moving up in things like education and things of that nature. So I think the state just needs to make better public policy choices in the same way that the tribes have. And I think if we keep the compacts going the way they are, I think they'll serve everyone well.
Chuck Hoskin Jr., thank you for joining us on Capital Insider.
Well, thank you both. Good to be here.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOUNews. And you can hear more of our conversation on the Capital Insider Extra podcast. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.